Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is Seth Geis and John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Good, man.
I love when we get these things.
It's that time of the year. I got the lamp going because we're basically losing 15 to 20 minutes of light a night. So now our sunset is pre 8 o'clock, where before I was smoking till well after 10, almost 11.
Damn.
Yeah.
You guys won't see like sunlight for like 2 years.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's what happens. It's very
winter's
long.
Coming.
Winter's coming.
Winter's coming. God.
All right. Oof. So today we are talking about the Diamond Crown Julius Caesar et tu Brute.
Et tu Brute.
Is it Brute?
Brute.
I thought it was okay. Brute. But okay.
Brute. The Brutus family.
Cigar is it's comes off the shark patola, so it's kind of torpedo, box press torpedo, 5 5/8 by 54, comes out of the Tabacalera A Fuente factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano, binder is from the DR, filler is Caribbean and Central America.
Which is a nice way of probably saying Nicaraguan and Dominican Republic.
Yeah, kind of romance a little bit
in there, yeah. Price point's $30. Cigar was released in August of 2018. So, Seth, take us through your flavor experience with the cigar.
Man, it's weird being the first one to do this.
Yeah.
In hot seat.
Yeah, lovely white pepper, toasted nuts, wood, earth. Let's get in some cedar. This was, you know, the Shark's vitolas are always crazy in terms of like the smoking experience, I find, like, because there usually can be some crazy funky transitioning aspects. Second, third, I was still getting those white pepper, spice, wooden leather. Then I was turning into some sweet nut, coffee, stone fruit qualities. And then the final third was wood, leather, earth, and spices. Medium full. I'm trying to remember if has how. Yeah, medium full throughout. Pretty funky. It was very different than other Julius Caesars that I've smoked. I feel like maybe it's been a while since I smoked a Julius Caesar. So, yeah, man. John, you next? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I got a lot of the same flavor notes as Seth. Started out with creamy leather, tobacco notes, mild spices. Just a really nice tobacco flavor, and then some espresso kind of built up. And I also got the stone fruit, like almost like a cherry. So the first third, I was like, oh, this is really nice. And that did carry into the second third, although the intensity dropped off. But unfortunately, by the halfway point, the profile really dropped. And I'll get into that a little bit more as I go. But it was very wood forward. Baking spices were kind of there, but a little muddled. So the last half of the second third was really kind of killed the second third for me. Just ended up being average in the last third. Just really baking spices, wood, and earth forward. So it was okay, but it wasn't particularly dynamic. And I think what happened is, you know, we talk about this occasionally. This is like the first time I think I can ever remember a construction issue with the J.C. Newman cigar. So it happens, man. It's a handmade product. But it was just really struggling to burn, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then I got to the halfway point, and at that point I realized the bottom half of the cigar was like massively underfilled. And the cap had cracked because it was so underfilled, so the filler was just not keeping the cigar intent. And I think that had a pretty significant impact in the burn and the flavor performance. So kind of a letdown, especially considering the draw was perfect. So I was just left with an average experience, which is kind of disappointing on a cigar that's kind of this premium. And again, totally outside of what I would normally experience with J.C. Newman cigars. So, Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, the flavor profile was pretty linear throughout. It was focused on toasted cedar, mustiness, and baking spice. Had the addition of some dry earth around the midway point. Cigars didn't provide a flavor profile that really grabbed my attention. And, you know, we've reviewed the Robusto previously. And the flavor profile for this vitola just kind of paled in comparison to that cigar, which, you know, I wasn't expecting to see that. With the super high price point here, I just wouldn't see coming back to this one, you know, compared to the other vitolas. And if someone's looking to try this line, I would say pick a Robusto, pick another Vitola, but this isn't the one to go to unless you've tried a few other ones and then you want to try this one to see what it's like. But yeah, definitely don't dive in head first to this one, I don't think. All right, let's get into the scores. I'm going to start at the top with John at 5.70. Seth gave it a 5.50. I gave it a 5.40. So, John, how'd that 5.7 match up for you?
Well, that's really close. That matches up really well. And, you know, this is definitely a case where obviously the burn score hurt it overall in the score. But I think more importantly, it hurt the flavor. I think that had it not had burn issues, I probably would have been in the low sixes. But I do want to echo what you're saying, Aaron. I think the Robusto is a better Vitola. I don't know why. Sometimes that just happens. Some Vitolas are kind of the ones that perform the best. And for me, the Julius Caesar Robusto is, I mean, that's a fantastic cigar. This one just didn't kind of live up, even though the packaging on this presentation was phenomenal. So, yeah.
All right, Seth, 5.5.
Yeah, don't buy it. I mean, it's just buy the Robusto. I feel like this is stronger than the other Vitolas.
Oh, yeah, big time.
It seemed like it was just
medium full.
Yeah, the flavor profile seemed a little bit darker, and it just wasn't as enjoyable as I find typical Julius Caesars.
Wasn't as elegant.
Yeah, and I mean, the price is just, I know it's a Shark Vitola, and I know that's single coffin, but it's, go for the Robusto. I think you're going to be happier with the smoking experience overall, and you're going to save a crap ton of money.
Yeah. My 5.4 matches up. Well, I mean, Seth and I scored at the same. Only difference is I had some burn issues. So that's the only reason I had a, you know, step down on score from Seth. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's odd. You know, you have a cigar that's a lot more expensive than another one in the line. You'd expect it to be at least on par or show something different. And it's kind of a step down. I don't know. It just didn't make sense. And, you know, it's not worth paying the premium just to find that out. So if you like the Robusto, stick to the Robusto. Don't go looking for something. Don't go out for hamburger when you got steak at home, right? All right. Any other final thoughts from you guys?
Scourge really a stab on the back compared to the other one.
Oh, I see what you did there. You know. I see what that's good. I like that. I mean, like I said, the rest of the Julius Caesar line, I mean, if you're looking for a premium cigar, both in construction and flavor deliverance, I mean, that continues after so many years to be, you know, one of those sort of upper echelon celebratory premium cigars for me. And I think they still deliver on at least in the other Vitolas. So,
yeah.
I would agree. Yeah.
All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Also, check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Et tu, Brute?